Hi there. Welcome and thank you for joining me on my podcast today. Once again, I am Marcus. We will be discussing and summarizing the book, The Summer of Riley. The Summer of Riley by Eve Bunting is about a boy named William who lives with his mother on a farm in Oregon, and the course of events that took place during the summer of when he was 11 years old. William's parents divorced 3 years prior, and he is hopeful that they will get back together, but he knows that will not happen. His parents are over, and when something is over, it hardly comes again. You just have to go along with it. William was very emotionally affected after the recent death of his grandfather. William and his grandfather had a strong bond. They did everything together. You could say that they were best pals. To help William ease through his pain of the loss of his grandfather, his mother offered to get him a dog. William always dreamt of having a dog, but was unable to have one because his grandfather was so badly allergic to them. The day William's mom took him to the pound to pick out a dog, his best friend Grace joined them. He spotted a dog that was a mix between a Labrador and a Collie. He felt an instantaneous connection with this dog and knew he was the one. The pound attending officer Stephen helped them with the dog adoption process. William chose to keep the dog's name Riley. Soon after bringing Riley home, William and Grace excitedly hurried over to introduce Riley to their close friend and neighbor, Peachy. Peachy had a very old racehorse named Sultan of Kabor. When Riley saw Sultan, he dashed towards Sultan uncontrollably, chasing him and causing him to fall. Peachy screamed and yelled at Riley to leave. Because Grace cared a great deal about Sultan, she was emotional and furious about how Riley scared Sultan and stormed out of the house. One evening, while William's dad came to visit, Riley raced out towards Peachy's house again. Shortly after, a person from animal control came to take Riley away and informed them that Riley was going to be put to sleep because of the incident with the old racehorse. William told Grace what was going to happen to Riley. William's mom managed to hire a lawyer, Joel Bell, who managed to get Riley 21 days to live and time to get him out of trouble. Riley was being held at the pound where William had adopted him. William knew Stephen was there and would take care of Riley. William was growing anxious and impatient and started to lose faith. The lawyer was doing very little to help Riley. William went to church to pray. 2 days before Riley's time was up, William called a number on a website that offered help. Rudy Corona, the person on the website advertisement, was able to free Riley on the condition that Riley had to go to Texas to become an airport dog. William's mom, Grace, and Stephen went to the airport to say goodbye to Riley. Letting Riley go was very difficult and emotional for William, but it also brought relief to him knowing he was going to live. Riley licked William's teary face as he said goodbye. In July, William received the good news that Riley was trained and doing well as an airport dog, clearing the runways of birds for small jets. He was actually saving the lives of people and birds by doing this. William ex accepted that Riley was over for him, and when something's over, it hardly ever comes again. You just have to go along with it.